Blog Talk Radio.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want us down. Ooh. But look at us now. They count us out.
Time to say
they
a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't
think we bow our head.
They just praying that I crash. Those guys, they don't want to see you last. They take a $3 million above your tax. A tub full of money, I still can't relax. Time spinning, Lord forgive me, I'm a sinner. Conquer your five niggas. Wrong side of the position, only divine winning. Better listen when I tell you how I put time in it. Please forgive me, God did. So leave me in the dark, swimming with the sharks. Dope boy, big con, still the biggest boss. Got a kilo on the plate, send them on the freight. Or I could go and buy a bank, I know my money's safe.
They count in the South. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is in us. Oh, yes, he did.
See me with the ring, you better play D. Nigga, God did his thing when he made me. With the eyes stacked against me, I could crack the Vinci. I know only God could judge us, I say that for Britney. They smell blood like a shark, they start acting fishy. Well, I'm gonna have to act a ass and they gon' have to kiss me. Please don't hate me just to hate me. Before they overrate me, they gon' underestimate me. Funeral and wake me, bury me and excavate me. But I'm so cultivating, everybody replicate me. Nigga, face facts, dreadlock, face tats, I'm the apex. I made the culture with a swing, every day back. I fucked the world and what I did, I practiced same sex. I prayed more and said less, God did the rest.
They count us out. They didn't think that we would make up. They didn't.
It breaks my heart.
Oh, but I know God.
Where we at, go?
Oh, yes, he did.
Where we at, go? Hove did. Please, Lord, forgive me for what the stove did. Nobody touched the billy until Hove did. How many billionaires can come from Hope crib? I count three, me, A, and Ree. Bronze and rock boy, so four technically. I left the dope game with my record clean. I turned the cocaine into champagne. I cleaned up La Madina with the same soap. Me and Loro talk about how we slang dope. Now the weed is stores, can you believe this top? I put my hustle on the floor, can you believe this guy? Then we said fuck it, took the dope public. Out the mud, they gotta face you now, you can't make up this shit. Judging how you judge it, say we going corporate. Nah, we just corner boys with the corner office. I'm at the cap table, what the splits is? Not that cap table, boy, we live this. Breezy what the business is. We push you 50 like fitting all. The shit is all legitimate. E was down 10 for this. We just got his 10 back, then went back like where the interest is. M light up the O3. We let y'all do the Zazas, OG for the OGs. Some you niggas out of pocket talking exotic. You barely been at a Bahamas, that's another topic. Monogram in my pocket off the red carpet. You see the face I made that night, shit is that shocking. Ours wasn't great, we even be alive. Gotta be crazy to y'all, nigga, we surprised. Shit is too much how we grew up. Shit don't even feel real to us. OG sold it, OG called Kingpin. If those are drug laws, then who are we then? Hove is a real nigga's dream. My only goal to make a real nigga feel seen. Sometimes I make a fake nigga hate life. Never my intentions, the consequences of my way of life. The way we used to play with life, I'm now careful with the senses. Them on only jail bars of life. I never wanted to be the state's custodian. The laws are draconian. For those married to the life, it's holy matrimonian. Somehow I outfox every box to try to throw me in. With great ceremony in. Folk in them told me how Holly Caddy spoke of him. And bloking them from London, Harrow Road, Western End. How you speaking to the souls of men? Those of them willing to die for the existence that this cold world has chose for them. Kick a snow off a frozen Tim. Back and forth on his turnpike. Really took a toll on him. A lot of fallen soldiers on these roads of sin. For those who make the laws, I'ma always have smoke for them. I got lawyers like shooters. Working pro bono for him as a favor cause I thrown them limbs. In memory of T-Law, I pray none of your people die over jail phones again. All this pain from the outside inspired all this growth within. Some new plans getting broken in. Highest elevation of the self. They the fuck around and gave the bright niggas wealth. These ain't songs, these is hymns, cause I'm him. This is Psalm 151, this is New Testament. Book of Hov. Jesus turned water to wine for Hov, it just took a stove. You never know how this shit could go. Me and Biggs probably got too big if they ain't booked that low. Hindsight is 2020. Though he's getting plenty money, looking back now this shit is funny. I just got a million off a sink, without risking a million years trying to get it out the sink. Hov big. They say they don't know me internationally, niggas on the road, dig. I see a lot of Hov in gigs. Me and me can never beef, I sweep that nigga from a Hov big. Hov dead. Next time we have a discussion, who the ghost, you donkeys know this. Forgive me, that's my passion talking. Sometimes I feel like Farrakhan, talking to Mike Wallace. I think y'all should keep quiet. Breaks my heart.
Thank God did.
Come on, man.
But look at us now. They counted us out. They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't believe in us. Oh, but I know God is in. Oh, yes, he did.
Talk to these niggas.
Yeah.
Let's just show them.
Yeah.
Nope.
I
see dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Go shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga. But you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos, treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer type, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo when the Porsche's vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the low face. Start with a little weight. Start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I can do it a couple times. My nigga look at me now. It's a show, not chill when they booking me now. Wolf King, fuck around and get you put in the ground. Be the best out, it's no need for looking around.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my nigga needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
Big man with the muscles, I can all put the razor to him. Silverback, brains on the wall like Gorilla Glue. Cross any one of my niggas, I don't care how you do him. Send his cold body back home, I don't care how you throw him. Brother cousin used to work with him, I don't care how you know him. Send my main bitch to go fuck him, I don't care how she screw him. Plant-based, vegan or beef, I don't care how you chew him. Locks got too many fucking hits, it's hard to pull him. Been underrated, but the streets, they got us to warm. I'm like, thank you, cuz, just because. Fame and money bring jealousy, that's what it does. Niggas lie on IG just to get a buzz. Someone in college paid off, so I gave it to him. Sent my nigga money in jail, it just made it to him. Cross me, suck my dick, if you related to him. And when I'm dead and gone, just be glad you know.
200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, then say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him. First time seeing some profit, it was amazing to him. Now he want one of my watches, so I gave it to him. You just keep the gun in your pocket, that's good behavior to him. He ain't even gotta repay me, that's just a favor to him. Reason that they worship the God, I'm like a savior to him. Sometimes I give it to him harsh, at least I gave it to him. Told my man they in the air, then they made it to him. Dance with the devil one time, now I'm related to him. From the dirt to the muddy waters, yeah I made it to him. Couple flicks, couple money orders, so I gave it to him. Mom, Dukes, wifey and my daughters try to cater to him. As soon as them things cross the border, yeah I gave it to him. You already know, cop and go, that's how Jada do him. Look him in his eyes, be a man about it, say it to him. Then again, you'll probably do it how I hate it to him. Silent to 10 years, I put the potato to him. 200 on the dashboard, so I gave it to him. Then he had the nerve to ask for it, so I gave it to him. You ain't got to talk behind his back, you should say it to him. Then he tried to pull up where I'm at, so I gave it to him. They wanted the LOX shit, so I gave it to him. Strippers wanted money in the club, so I gave it to him. Homie wanted 50 from the plug, so I gave it to him. All my niggas needed was some love, so I gave it to him.
That's what people don't understand about me. It ain't that I can make so many albums and just keep going. Like, how the fuck you do that? Because it's me. It's really me. Exactly. Like, I'm just talking what I go through. Whatever it is, and be it good, I might say the worst shit in the world. But it's me. True.
But then you saying shit that make people in the hood do crime. If you're not going, you're going to do it because you want to do it. But then like, you don't help them. Like, you saying that you sold drugs, that you got a gun, that this, that, that.
My moms are not... Yo, nigga, I'm it's all good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? More so now.
You turn them the downfall, whatever's good.
Yeah, the evil.
The bad side of it.
Yeah. It's heaven and then there's hell, nigga. Yeah. One day you cruising in the seven, the next day you... Your alibis ain't matching up. Bullshit catching up. You hit with the Rico, they repo that vehicle. Shit was all good just a week ago. About to start snitching, ain't you? Ready to start bitching, ain't you? I forgive you. Hustling just ain't you. Aside from the fast cars, honeys that shake their ass and balls, you know you wouldn't be involved with the underworld dealers, carriers of Mac Miller, East Coast bodyers, West Coast caterpillars, little monkey niggas turned gorillas. These are my rhymes, B.
Yeah.
This is my first album.
Peace. What's poppin' with y'all? What's good out there? Hope y'all can hear me loud and clear. What's good? I was supposed to cancel today's show. I ain't do that. We here. We live. We're going to chop it up for a bit. It ain't going to be too long. So, we're going to jump right into it. All right. Dope. I got my headphones squared away. Yeah, so what's good, everybody? Yeah, we got a busy weekend coming up. You know, I really need to write down all the different updates that we have for everyone because we're so behind the eight ball. And y'all know I'm lazy. Y'all know I'm a procrastinator, so... it's going to be interesting how this weekend plays out. But nonetheless, let me make sure everything is working properly. Yeah, nonetheless, it's going to be popping. I'm dog tired. It's been crazy the last couple of weeks, 2.5 weeks. And it's going to get crazy over the next month. But I want to thank everybody for their continued support. I think I need to start there tonight. I think it's important to recognize the people, you all, right? I want to thank y'all for your steadfastness. I want to thank you for your continued support. I want to thank you for having my back. I want to thank you for holding me down. This weekend could have went several different ways. And I just appreciate the fact that I got riders. I just met them, but they riders. So I appreciate y'all. I just want to say thank you. Oh, my bad. I just want to say thank you. So with that being said, there are a few updates. So one of them being that we had a last minute cancellation by Quasimodo. He will not be present for the webinar on Saturday at 1:00. And we're going to rock out regardless. And I mean that sincerely. Like, it's going to be, I'm trying to gauge how much I can really provide you all without making your head explode. But it's going to be fire, though, right? So just a quick heads up for anybody that hasn't gotten their tickets, that's looking to come and support Quasi as an example. I just wanted you all to be aware, trying to do good business. So I just wanted you all to be aware. He won't be present. And separate from that, it's going to be pretty interesting after that because Sunday we start at least one new class amongst the other classes that we facilitate on Sunday. So it's going to be a crazy-ass April. Now, I just want to make sure those that are participating in the Discord membership class, or I believe that's what it's called, on the a monthly membership class on our lowlifeacademy.com. I'm looking for doers, and I would hope and pray that you all actually take the time to maximize the information that you're learning. That's the only way you're going to help yourself, help your family, help your loved ones. So we'll see. But it's going to be, I think that class is going to start at 3 on Sunday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it's going to be a crazy, crazy-ass weekend. Separate from that, Patreon is supposed to go live on Sunday, and I can't tell y'all how much I'm behind. Now, what's the difference between the monthly memberships and the Patreon? Well, the monthly membership gets a few different benefits, and I'll go over those in the classes. No, I'm just kidding. No, to be honest with you, the Patreon is limited, right, in terms of what I can post. I told y'all I attempted to do this a year and a half ago, a year ago, maybe. And I know they made changes, but there's a lot of restrictions, the size capacity, shit like that. So I want people who are looking to have access to that Patreon platform, if they're interested, to sign up for the monthly membership, because the slight difference is that we actually have live classes. I'm not going to do any live classes with Patreon at all. And it's not because I don't want to. It's because I'm already going to facilitate pre-recorded videos to show you what you need to learn. So the drawback with that is you just won't be able to get your questions answered. And I think that's a huge, point for everybody, or a place for everybody to pivot, the ability to get your questions answered, to have these live forums. It's not going to be every week either. So all the classes is not every week. For the one that's starting on Sunday at 3, it's going to be twice a month that we have classes. So it's going to be on and popping. All right. So I think that's all the updates I have for y'all. I just want to make sure I get the quality stuff out the way so that people who are, again, looking forward to joining Quasi, you can be aware that he's not going to be present. And for those that still want to rock out, we're still rocking out regardless. And I've already had that commitment from the folks that I needed to get that commitment from. So with that being said, where do I go? Where do I go? We got maybe 40 minutes to chop up something. And I think we're going to just jump into something that's been going on in the chat and talk a little bit about registered mail. Now, I'm still under the weather, so it's going to be interesting for Saturday, but I still got to get the shit done. So tonight I'm going to get a little help just so we can keep the energy going and also give me an opportunity to kind of preserve myself. But I want to talk a little bit about registered mail, being that that's something that's been, I don't even know if it's registered mail so much as, the inability to facilitate that mailing process unimpeded. So I don't know if it's so much that. So with that being said, let me touch a little bit on the topic. Let me see. I'm going to pull up some information. Let me just see what they give me. All right. So just so people have a background, because, one of the worst things that we do is we jump into certain topics lacking understanding. And, it may take 5 minutes, it could take 10 days, it could take a year for some of us to grasp these concepts. But you want to be familiar, you want to have a background as to what exactly is going on. Since I just came back to Blog Talk, I already see my guest. My guest is in the building. So let me bring him in. And just give me a second to still go through what I just pulled up, and then I'll let you just run with it. All right? Hold on. Peace. What's good with you, Six?
Peace. What's going on, man?
Ain't nothing much, man. Let me run through this real quick. I don't know where you're going to go with this, but I had asked Six to talk a little bit about registered mail and give his testimony as to, his personal experience. People are always trying to gauge just what it is that we know over here at Law Life Academy that makes us so different, that makes us so secure in the things that we do and the principles that we stand on. And I know it's fascinating. I know it is. I know it is. But the reality is it takes hard work and it takes, you know, a certain level of go-get-it-ness. You got to go get it. You feel me? So, no, it takes a little bit of courage to stand and to follow through on the hard part and then succeeding on the easy part. Getting a win is the easy part. You know, putting in the study, is that's the hard part. All right. Does that make sense, Six? Or you want to add anything before I jump into this so-called definition? Let me see what they say.
Yeah, it's always getting the win is easy, but going through it is the hardest thing to do because you may waver and want to tap out. That's even easier.
I'm going to do something. I'm going to save this picture right now while you're talking because this shit is crazy. Yeah, let's go down. All right. I'll show y'all this in the maybe in the class. Yo, they dropped me, y'all. Hello, you there, Six? Six? Oh, he muted. Oh, my bad. I see you muted. My bad. I'm over here screaming. You there, Six? What's popping?
Yeah, that's actually the second time they dropped me too.
Nah. These niggas is going in today. What the fuck am I going to talk about that they got to do?
I don't know, because earlier I got dropped.
That shit crazy.
I came back in.
Had to switch up headphones and all type of shit. Yeah, what the fuck am I going to talk about that got them feeling like that? I remember those days. And we're back at it. Crazy, bro. I promise you, this is just insane to me. All I said was registered fucking mail. In any instance, let me just read what I was going to read. Let's see if they drop me on my... I had a call in, so let's see if they drop me this way. All right, so it's a mail service offered by postal services in many countries which allows the sender proof of mailing via a mailing receipt and upon request, electronic verification that an article was delivered or that a delivery attempt was made. Depending on the country, additional services may also be available, such as a chain of custody, and what they mean by that, where the posted item has its details recorded in a register to enable its location to be tracked. Sometimes with added insurance to cover loss. Wow. Wait a minute. I just want to make sure I'm reading this. You there, Six? Because I'm just reading.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, so what's been going on in the chat, though? But wait, let me just continue for a second. I just want to make sure I, you know, give a little background. All right. Return receipt, which we say is green, right?
Yes, it is.
The real term is called an Avis de Recepcion, which provides for a postcard or electronic notification with the date of delivery and recipient signature. Yo, you know what's fucking crazy? I've never fucking Googled this shit before. I never did that. But they're telling you every fucking thing that they're supposed to do. Are they not? This shit is crazy.
Right.
Restricted delivery, which confirms that only a specific person or authorized agent will receive the specific mail. Y'all don't want me to go ham tonight because this shit is too stupid.
No, hold on. Hold on, hold on.
Yo, I'm perked the fuck up now because it's Saturday's around the corner. This shit here is breathing. Yo, this shit is breathing life into your boy, man. I promise you. Y'all don't see what I see. Y'all don't know.
Hold on, man. Hold on.
But this shit here, retarded. Go ahead. You want to add something? I let you.
Yes, yes. Now, it says that a specific person is supposed to receive that.
Oh, you went to the restricted delivery.
No. I'm just repeating what... Now, there are options to choose from in that aspect.
You gotta clarify that statement, Six.
Okay. Now, on your green receipt, as we call it, the return receipt, there's a service type that you have to check off. There are options of what you want. Now, you mentioned registered mail. That is an option. And I have used that option, but I'll get into that later.
Yeah, because I don't want to get there so fast. What I'm saying is, all right, let me jump in, right?
Okay.
What this just spoke on was, like, it gave you in totality the scope of what is considered registered mail, right? They, in doing so, they let you know what specific attributes are associated with this type of mailing. So when I said you jumped to, and you were talking about the recipient signature, right? But the only way you can confirm a specific recipient signature is by dictating that it's to the specific individual, right? Which they have a
exactly
for a term they just explained, which is restricted delivery. Now, without going into all of those details, right, or repeating everything again, I hope that people now have a foundation. And you might have to go back and read this 10,000 times. I feel so congested. but you might need to go back and read this a few more times to fully grasp what it is. But definition is all-inclusive. And at each junction, they're letting you know what you can do with this type of mailing. Now, I want to read some more real quick. And let me see what else they have before I go turn it over to you. All right, that's short. All right, it says the name of this service varies from country to country, and postal services in some countries offer more than one level of service under different names. Obviously, they're talking about here, so they're saying certified mail and registered mail, right? So it's a level of service under different names, right? So I guess what they're saying here, because I never knew that, but I guess what they're saying here is that certified mail is like the cheap version of registered mail. So you do certified mail without the benefits of that come along with registered mail. That's fucking crazy, if I'm correct on that interpretation. In any instance, background. Traditionally, registered mail was a manual process, which gave rise to a great variety of distinctive postal markings like hand stamps and usage of registration labels, which you can all maximize with the packaging. What they say, earlier similar services were known as money letters. Pay attention. I'm not clicking on any of these things, by the way. You can look all this up so you can dig a little bit further. I'm pretty sure let me click on the term money letters real quick because I don't know what the fuck it means. I don't want to assume.
Yeah, that's very interesting right there.
Money letters, they give no fucking additional information. Literally. That's it. I will tell you, though, registered mail, as it relates to insurance, has been somewhat defamed for the simple fact that they no longer want to insure just papers. Pause. All right, so let me continue. Many countries have issued special postal stationaries, postage stamps for registered mail. So these are the things we already talked about, money letters. Today, however, the registration process is largely computerized with barcode registration labels, replacing the traditional labels having only a printed serial number. All right, so where else are they going to go? Sorting office. All right, let's see. Generally, the items is prepaid with the normal postage rate and an additional charge known as a registration fee. So pay attention, people. Upon payment of these fees, the sender is given a receipt. And usually, a unique number registration label is affixed to the letter. Your unique registration, they're going to go into that in a second. The process is, as the letter travels from post office to post office. I just want to point something out while I'm reading because most people won't get it, so I'm going to just tell y'all. Notice they started off this whole shit with postal service. Now they're talking about post office. I just want y'all to catch that, all right? It's two different fucking things. All right. So, and through any sorting office, sounds like postal services, it has to be signed for on a ledger. Now, what are they telling y'all? That this motherfucker is considered to be money letters without a definition, so I'm just going to summarize and say valuable property. It's property that is insurable. And we're going to talk about it in a second. My bad, Six. I want to get through this real quick because I didn't know they had so much meat and potatoes, but I'll stop in about four sentences. All right. It says, this process is completed when the letter is delivered and the receiver signs for the item. Receiver, pay attention. With computerization and barcode technology, much of the login, once done manually, has become simpler. So they just track it by internet and all that shit. So let's get into this part. Internationally, to use a registered mail requires labels with a 13-digit reference. You heard what they said? Internationally. And corresponding barcode, right? The first two letters indicate registration, usually RR. Or RB, or, yeah, it's RR. So I guess it's RR. I've seen RE. I've seen RB. I've seen RA. I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. While the last two letters usually represent the country where the registered item was posted, ending in U.S., obviously. All right. So let's jump into it, Six. We've only got a good few minutes. What did you do as it relates to registered mail, and how did that process work out for you?
I had some property mailed out through registered mail. So I followed the instructions from the registered mail manual, first of all. That way I can ensure that I'm following directions to get my stuff, my item, my property mailed out without any hiccups. But I did have a hiccup, but that's later down the line. I'll talk about that. So I had to get a package for my property, which was 9x14, bubble wrapped inside, and they will prepare it for you right in front of you in a certain way so it is sealed in the middle, top to bottom, to way it's, tamper-proof. So they use water-activated tape to seal the middle of the envelope, the top half, and the bottom half. And what they do after that, after everything is sealed inside the packaging, to ensure that if it's opened by anybody, that's an indication. Now, as far as information goes, and what I used, I had to use two Postal Service forms, Form 3806 and PS Form 3811, which 3811 is the green postcard that we just talked about, the return receipt, and 3806 is the receipt for registered mail showing that I have insurance. Who sent the mail parcel, and who is it going to? So you'll see your registration fee, your handling charge, your postal charge. It's dated. you will have your registered mail, your registered mailing number, and it will be stamped and dated in the upper right-hand corner. Now, one mistake that I made, I did not ensure that my item was in the firm mailing book. And what that is, it further solidifies the, how should I put this, the responsibility of that mail being secured. And if anything goes wrong, you know who the last person was to handle that piece of mail, and they were going to be held responsible for any poor handling of your property.
Let me ask you a quick question. The firm mailing book, who's responsible for the firm mailing book?
Who is responsible for that? At that point in time, the clerk that you're dealing with signs their name, because that's who you're dealing with. That is who is preparing your mail for you. But ultimately, it is the postmaster.
I just want to ask.
Okay. And the reason being for that. Go ahead.
Nah, I was just gonna tell you to continue, bro.
Okay. Yeah, and the reason being for that is, if there's an issue, again, the postmaster has to get involved, and they go and see who was the clerk that dealt with your mailing.
I think the only thing I'm going to say, Sig, is, like, I'm enjoying the shit that you're talking about, but, like, I think you're leaving a little bit too much room for, like, interpretation, not so much on, like, the specifics of the size of your fucking mailing and shit like that. No, you know, nobody gives a fuck. What I'm talking about is like the overall process. But you say it in such a way that the way I'm interpreting it, it's like I would damn near say I don't do it like that, right? And it's like I'm not sure if I'm overstanding, like, when it comes to the firm mailing book and who's completing the information. And there's something else you said, but it was the way you said it. It's just like, it just leaves room for like, oh yeah, you said that they, like, depending on who's, you know, putting your package together. Like I don't like any of that shit, because the truth of the matter is, behind the scene, you went into that situation knowing exactly what the fuck you wanted to do. Now, if you chose to, because that's the first thing you said, right? You read through the manual. You already had, you know, the information that you wanted to execute, but you let them do all of that shit to your document, like control that shit, like to set it up for you, like put it in that puffy shit you was talking about.
Oh no, my document was already in.
Yeah, got it.
No, it was, my document was already inside the package. They just needed to seal it up for me.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the way you said it, I didn't get that interpretation. That's why I got to ask. So I'm going to clean up some of that.
Oh, my bad.
Six is fucking my head up. So watch this. What I want y'all to understand is, first and foremost, I put up the proof of some of this shit on IG, right? Like, there's a video up on IG that walks you through registered mail, and it's a video that I did personally, but my actions, I guess, in some way or shape or form, got that lady removed because she wasn't there after that, right? Like, immediately type shit. But in any instance, it's like this. Ever since I've learned about registered mail, I've been executing it, I would dare say, incomplete, right? I don't know if you can attest to this, but, like, from the school of thought we came from and shit like that, but ever since I came into the game, it was like, yo, you do registered mail like this. You grab your envelope, you stuff that bad boy, you slap some shit on it in terms of stamping and shit like that, and you bring it down there, and you have them just execute it for you. The problem is, they do whatever the fuck they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
that's the fucking problem. So you know, it's the luck of the draw, the luck of the straw, whatever the fucking term is supposed to be. Like, you know, it's whatever, whomever, on whatever day, you get what I'm saying, and how they're feeling and whatever fucking mood they're in. Now, the difference with us and everybody else is that I'm trying to help y'all to be intentional about what you're doing. I know I sound congested as shit, too. But we want you to be intentional in what you're executing. And the only way you can do that is, like success, to be able to start by learning about these different processes. He went to the UPS manual, amongst other resources, I would imagine, right? But at the end of the day, yep, you want to start somewhere because you want to build on your knowledge base, right? So, boom, as it relates to the registered mail, if you looked at the information I provided in the beginning, what Six is walking you through is like these are fundamentally the things that you can do. Now, when I say I wouldn't approach it like that is because I don't let them do anything to my fucking document except for putting on the fucking wet tape or water tape, water-based, whatever the fuck it's called, right? And actually, it's the last time that I did it. Not last time, but like whatever the fuck. Like the last time I had to use registered mail like that was the first time I got the complete experience. And you're talking about someone who's been learning about this shit since 2014, early 2014. And it was not until, what was that, 21 that I figured this shit out? 2021. I figured this shit out, right? And that's the first time I got the complete experience. And I have more videos than just the portion I shared with y'all. Like I told you, like I was in any instance. So, boom. How this shit is going to work. You got to know what you're supposed to do. Otherwise, they do whatever they want to do. So what are you supposed to do? Well, I'll tell you what I do. I don't know so much you're supposed to do. I'll tell you what I do. What I do is very simple. I go to a post office, and when I get to a post office, I would – how would I term that? Like, I would have my document for packaging, right, for mailing. But I wouldn't mail. What I would do is I would go and assess how much the fees would be. Now, that registration fee that they mentioned is like, you know, registered mail starts at like $15, $14, some shit like that, you know, plus all the other bullshit. So it's like off rip, it's like $17, right? And then the weight and all of this shit is compounded on it. So I'll go there, have them weigh it out. They'll tell me some shit like it's $21, right, for the fucking mailing. And I'm like, all right, cool. Just, give me the conversion for $21 in stamps, right? That's what I want. I want $21 in stamps. So that's probably I got to buy a couple books, right? I don't remember how many fucking stamps come on a book, but that's probably a couple books, right? Take the books home.
Yeah,
Take all that shit home. I got the registered mail, green receipt, 311. And what was the other one, 64, what?
It was 3806.
3806, excuse me. So, boom, you take the, that's the red and white one, right? Or no, just a straight white one. My bad. The straight white one.
That's the white one that's multi-layered.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, the white one. I just want to remember. And then you got to have a registered sticker. I know some of y'all, because ain't nobody saying it in the fucking chat. Right? I know some of y'all are clueless what I'm talking about. Right? I think the show has been fucking done, too. Are we still live? Because I think
we still live.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, so in any instance, like, nobody's saying anything, right? But you need to have the RR that ends in the US or RE or RA or R. It comes in several different ones. But you need to have that sticker to do the things I'm saying. So I would, in my own space, personal space, and I've done it at the post office too, if it's something I have to execute that same day, right? But I would take that shit home, put all the stamps on it. That the stamps go on the right-hand side. I've done heavy ass packaging where I had to put stamps on the front and on the fucking back. I'm just trying to tell y'all, that's how retarded I am, right? The fucking envelope is like colorful. You get what I'm saying? So, boom. And I get all the fancy shit too. I get the shit that motivates me in terms of their stamps, the ones that I can choose from. So, boom. You know, I put those stamps on there, and then fucking the registered label shit, I put that on there, right? That goes in the top center or some shit like that. And then the green receipt goes kind of like closer towards the bottom, but middle, right? Middle, bottom, right? And what else is there? And that's it. You can fill out the, no, you can't fill out the white form. They print that. That's computerized. So that 3806 form gets processed through the computer. So now you've maximized the green receipt. You've maximized the fucking registered mail sticker. And I wanted to talk about that for a little bit because people always have a hard time, don't they, Six, of getting the fucking registered label sticker, the sticker.
Yeah, and let me jump in on that real quick.
Go ahead, man.
Let me jump in on that because I still have a roll of that sticker. But the fact of the matter is, but the fact of the matter is that you can get those stickers. They are not responsible for holding on to the stickers. If you ask for them, you request them, you're supposed to get them. Even in the mail manual, they said that they can give you up to 200 stickers. No issue. All they have to do is order them. So if somebody tell you that, oh, we can't give them to you, they lying.
Now, let me say this, because I don't like to tell motherfuckers they lying, right? I don't say it like that. Six is dead ass right. You know, if you are running into stumbling blocks with the things that we're saying, having, you know, gone through a lot of these experiences our own damn self, you know, I would say there's something wrong with your knowledge base. Your inability to stand on your square and enforce your rights makes you incompetent, in my eyes. Now, I'm trying to speak clearly tonight. I know I used a couple of expletives, excuse me, but I just want to make sure y'all are absorbing what I'm saying, right? Now, we're going to talk a lot about competence being on Saturday. But what was I saying? So, yeah, you run all of that shit, and then you get your mail processed. Now, here's part of the trick, first of all. I don't give a fuck who you get. They're going to violate your document. So, first, like, you know where I would want to take this conversation, but we don't have enough time? I would want to take this conversation to us having the ability to recoup for their fraudulent behavior. But nobody wants to fucking listen to me because I told everybody, you got to fucking know the postmaster. You got to master the postmaster. You got to fucking know what to do with the postmaster. But y'all don't want to listen to me. See, I make y'all lives easy. I try to get y'all paid every step of the fucking way. Because what did I tell y'all day one? If these motherfuckers violate you, you know what I mean? But y'all don't want that. And every fucking time you mail, you get violated. You just don't even fucking know. And I'm going to prove it to you right now. When you do registered mail, the stamp cancellation technique that they use is fraud. Six just told you that they commit fraud by telling you that you can't get motherfucking registered mail stickers. The nigga just said you could get up to 200. You can even send requests for that motherfucker in the mail. So how are y'all fucking struggling when people are telling me we woke up in there and they told us no? Motherfucker, I woke up in there. I come out with rolls. How much you need? What you got? Give me all you got. Saturday is going to be stupid, bro. Do y'all follow what I'm saying? So what they do is, instead of following the mail manual, which says they have to use a black stamp. See, when y'all bossy, I teach y'all how to do y'all own shit. When you get your own cancellation stamp and you cancel your fucking mail, so all you got to do is, boy. Yo, anything else, Six? I think that's my time. That's it for me, boy. I'm going to mute out.
I got one more for the return receipt.
Go for it, my brother.
All right. Now, I got my return receipt back, and who I sent my mail to, somebody signed for it. There's a signature there.
Hold on. So let's just preface. Hold the fuck on. See, you're not a storyteller, nigga. That's what the problem is. I figured it out. I'm going to have to help you become a storyteller because you got to be able to tell a fucking story. So watch it. So Peep Gang, right? What this is saying is, in order for you to understand that, what he did was he maximized his green receipt by checking off one of those boxes that says, only deliver my shit to the nigga that I stated on the fucking document and nobody else. Just like they said in the fucking definition. Y'all remember it. I read it earlier. Go ahead, Six. Tell your story.
All right. Now, somebody signed for it. I can't read the signature. Right below it, it says received by a printed name. And I'm going to use an explicative. Ain't nobody print no motherfucking name underneath the signature. That's a violation.
First of all, it was a violation when another nigga touched the shit that I ain't sent to the bitch ass nigga. All right, that's our time,
exactly.
Y'all. Yeah, I'm gonna go chill. I appreciate y'all. We ain't gonna take no questions tonight. I'm gonna just wrap this shit up. Saturday we live. If you're on the fucking, matter of fact, if you miss out, that's on you. But this Claim the Estate shit is going to be what I didn't want to do. So we going to have some fucking fun. I tell you that shit. What else? Classes start on Sunday. Both Patreon I'm gonna have to go live with and fucking the membership, private membership. So that's it. The private membership is at 3 specifically. Patreon, I'm gonna go live with that shit at some point. I don't know if I'm gonna release all the tiers, but I might just try to release them in order, just so I can minimize the fucking workload on myself. So, but yeah, we here. Hope y'all there. If not, be square. Peace, y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Peace.
Yep.